All right, Brock Tickle. I bet $40 that Phil would beat you. I mean, Phil's been racing all year long. You don't even race anymore. I bet $40 on Phil. He beat you by one in Moto1, and then you beat him. Eli got him late, but goddamn Tickle. But good ride. Much better than Redbud. Probably where you thought you wanted to be at Redbud, right? Here?
Yeah, no, it was...
I talked to you after Redbud. I thought you did a good job, and you were like, not really.
Well, no, I just, the way I felt on the bike, okay. The way it felt in general, like, it just wasn't it. Like, I'm fighting everything.
Yeah.
And, like, today, honestly, it started out like that, but we made some changes in after first practice, made some changes for second. Not anything big, but just to massage me a little bit to get me more comfortable. The track obviously helped out, obviously drying out, and then obviously a fucking start.
Yeah.
Our first moto was fourth over the finish, first lap, so that was... That was a shock.
So it's not even results so much as the way you feel on a bike is how you,
if I would have got 12th and felt good, or not felt good, but felt like I was riding my potential, I'd been like, yes, okay.
Right.
So, and this felt more like what I wanted to feel.
Got it. So Oscar just told me you get the award for the most improved rider from session one to Moto 2.
Yeah, I mean.
Is it just the mud?
No, honestly, we made small changes throughout the day, and the track kind of supported me. There were some long ruts, and then it was a tough racetrack, actually. Yeah. It was not easy. And for me, to be honest, I'm so glad I did it.
Yeah.
Because it was humbling.
Right.
Like, that suffer, you can't replace it. And I forget.
Yeah.
And for me, like, in my position, I know I'm going to test ride for these guys, you know, but I think it's important for me to feel that again.
Yeah.
And know what that is. And it's fresh moving into the new season.
Sure.
And I think that, to me, it has some meaning to it.
Yeah. It's one of those tracks that people like or love, and I wondered why you picked it to one of your two. So do you like this place generally, like thinking about it?
Yeah, 100%. Okay. Like, I grew up riding here a little bit, North Carolina. We used to race area qualifiers here and regionals and stuff like that. So, and I've had a good result here before. So, and it's a place that...
Oh, yeah, RCH, like fourth, third? What'd you get?
This is 12 whenever the... I don't like giving myself like a little backbone, but I'd get second and it was like 40 seconds off Dungey.
Okay.
I went 2-2.
Did you get second?
Yeah, I went 2-2 here in 12. I just have fun here. Yeah. And honestly, the second moto, like I was in a good flow.
Yeah.
Like I was riding the bike the way I wanted to. The bike felt good.
Yeah.
I was being smart with lines. Like it was a good time.
You caught Christian a little bit at one point.
Yep. Yeah. No, it was honestly, once you kind of got where you were, even like there were some guys, and I think that's what's humbling about it. There's some privateers, dude, that are like some of the laps. I'm like, dude, like I could spot.
Yeah.
And I'm like,
yeah.
God.
Yeah.
So like, and I know I'm not a racer, but like still, it humbles me.
Yeah.
So like for me, it's important, I think, to feel that. And we made a lot of changes since Redbud with the bike, and starts have been better.
Yeah.
Bikes a little better. And the guys did a good job today. Whenever I said I wasn't uncomfortable, we made good changes.
So you told me at Redbud you started with kind of Anderson spec.
Yeah.
And then you made changes today, like you said. But did you start with the same spec as Redbud?
Yeah, so the first, obviously where Anderson was and I myself was at Redbud, it's kind of like a mixture between my setup and his. Like,
okay.
Kind of, you know, not much different.
Yep.
And today was kind of the same,
okay.
To be honest. And, yeah, I think for him, I don't really know too much about how today went, to be honest, but... Yeah, I think we've made progress. I mean, the starts, dude, at Redbud, I'm like, dude, what is going on?
Yeah.
Like, I'm like, I am not that bad. Like, I'm not even in the equation.
Probably helped that you'd done Redbud to get better starts here, just to know, you know?
Well, and I was smart, too. Like, Phil kind of, he beat me first moto.
Yeah.
And I'm not.
I was happy about.
I'm smart.
Yeah.
I went outside of him on the start.
Oh, yeah.
Second moto.
Yeah.
He's going to push.
Yeah.
The only thing I didn't think about was Justin Cooper crash. So he was on the, he's a good starter too.
Yes.
He went outside of me. So I was like, as soon as he lined up, I was like, ooh,
yeah.
That didn't really go to plan, but it actually worked out perfect. They came together and then I just stayed with him and tucked inside. So
you knew about this bet a little bit from Paul.
What's that?
You knew about this bet from Paul.
I didn't know it was with you, but I knew there was money online for me. And either way, to be honest, I would have gave him $40 if he was upset.
He might have been.
Yeah.
Well, hey, good to see you back again.
Yeah.
That's cool. And now we'll put the helmet away and go test ride for SMX, right?
Yeah, we'll get ready for SMX and then the off season. We'll start Supercross sometime soon.
Yeah. Cool. So, thank you.
Yeah, thanks.